This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, good evening. We're continuing with Sechtin Adarm Daf Ayin. Hey, Tanya Kvasid Rabbi Ami. We learned in a Braisa in accordance with Rabbi Ami. Now, Rabbi Ami tried to explain the Shita of Rabbi Lezer by saying what? Who remembers? We're talking about why, even when there are two Yavamin, would you be able to be made for the Nadarim of the Shemeres Yavam? Because of, what are we talking about? He did Maimer, right? Rabbi Ami said he did Maimer. Fine. So we learned in a Braisa in accordance with Rabbi Ami, Diktani. It says that when we had a Braisa on Ayin Daled Amud Beis, Bein she'asah b'maimer uvein she'lo yasah b'maimer. Remember, Rabbi Kiva says, no, there's no difference whether you did Maimer or not, which implied Rabbi Lezer does make a difference if you did Maimer or not. Rabbi Kiva said, no, even by one Yavam, even by two Yavam, and whether you did Maimer or you didn't do Maimer, it doesn't matter whether you did Maimer or not, which implies that Rabbi Lezer did hold that doing Maimer is a factor. So that's a riot to Rabbi Ami, that the considering factor here is whether you did Maimer. Look in the Aran. Tanya Kvasei de Rabbi Ami. De Ukma Lahad Rabbi Lezer Kishas Ba Maimer. Ma Isha She'en La Chelek Ba... Okay, nope. Viter. Inami, another proof to Rabbi Ami. And this proof is from not from what Rabbi Akiva implies Rabbi Lezer holds, but what Rabbi Lezer said. Diktani inami meiresha, from the beginning, from the first part of what Rabbi Lezer said. Diktani, he said, let's get what he said again. Look in the, I'm going to explain it the way I understand it. I'm not sure if anyone explains it this way. I have to tell you the truth. As follows. Rabbi Lezer said, if by a woman, she'ein loy chelek ba. Right, Rabbi Lezer said, if a woman that you have no shear in, ad she'loy tavei l'shusai, before she came into his rishus, meaning a woman who you had no shear in her before erusin, mishabas l'shusai nigmar lai, but once you do Erusin, he is koinaher regarding hafaras nadarim. Isha sheyesh al chelek, a woman that you have a chelek in her, ad shalai tavir l'shusai, before she comes into his rishus, mishabas l'shusai, when she does come into his rishus, eino din shetigmar lai, isn't it certain that he could be made for her nadarim? Now, that implies that she's coming into his rishus, basically like this. If a woman, an arusa, you have no share in her, but once you do erus, then you could do hafaras nadarim, then a shemeres yavam, who you're zakuk to, you have a chelek in her, certainly, when you do maimer, the lashon is mishabas l'shusai eino din shetigmar lai. So says the Gemara, mishenichnas l'shusai nigmar lai. When she enters his rishus, she is nikneh by him. That can't be referring to the zika, because that zika existed even before. So what is that referring to when it says mishenichnas l'shusai? It must be maimer v'idolai kaddish. If he didn't do kedushin with maimer, my nigmar alai. What exactly does it mean she's completely owned by him? Tif shod mine kisha asaba maimer. So therefore, proof from here that we're talking about where they did maimer. Baruch ata Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam she'akol nivra. Fine. Let's see the Ran. Ma yisha she'en lechelek ba'ad shalai tovei l'rshusai dehainu arusa. Mishabasar shusai hainu mishakitcha. That's from the time of the kiddushin, the maimer. Bahainu lishna the mishabas. That's what it means. Mishabas the ilan esuin belashan kenisa midgalhu. If it referred, okay. So mishabasar shusai is erusin, because Nisuin would be knisa, like it says earlier, ad shetikanes, so should say. So the lashon of the braisa is, ma misha nichnas alashusai is nigmar alai. The words of Reb Elazar as follows. He said, if this is not spelled out in the Gemara, this part, if a regular isha that you have no chelik in her, but when she enters his rishus, she's completely owned by him, then certainly by Yavama. This Mishabas is referring to Kedushin, because Nesuin, we usually use the terminology of Kenisa. Nigmar alay le'inyan afaras nadarm, de mefer b'shut fasei da'av. Isha, sheyesh le'i chilek ba'at sheloi tabi l'shus, dehainu yivama sheloi le'i chilek ba'at misham zika, kaidim sha'asu ba'maymer, mishabas l'shusay, dehainu sha'asu ba'maymer, enoi din shetigmar alay ve'hei zakai, yavam l'hafer nadarea b'shutfis. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Umay uveshar dvarim kein nedarim. At the end of the braisa, Rabbi Kiva said, ukeshar dvarim kein nedarim. Just like for other matters, so too nedarim. What does it mean, just like in other matters, so too nedarim? Just like in other ways, the yavama, even if you did maimar, is not like an arusa. So too, in terms of Hafaras Nadarm, she's not like an Arusa. But what are these other matters that a Shemeras Yavim is not like an Arusa? Mai ukeshar dvarim kein nedarim diktani. What did the Braisa mean? And so too, in other matters, so too nedarim. Just like in other matters, we say that a Yavama doing maima to her doesn't make her like an arusa, so too legabi nedarim. What other matters does doing maima to yavama not make her like arusa? Because we know if you live with a nara hamu'urasa, you're chayiv skila. But if you live with a shaymeres yavam, even one that you did maima to, you're not chayiv skila. Amarava, Rava said, "Hachi ketani, iya tamoidish en chayivim skila benara marasa." Don't you agree that you're not chayiv skila with the nara who you did erusin to, who is a yavama? Maimer does not create a chayiv misa if somebody lived with a shomeres yavam, even if the shomeres yavam had maimer to the yavam. Amar Rav Ashi said, Masnisin nami deka. The Mishnah is also, from the Mishnah you could also deduce that the fact that you're not chayiv misa for living with a shomeres yavam means you can't be made for nedarim. Why? Because the lashon of Rabbi Kiva is ein yavama gemura liisha kishem sha'arusa gemura liisha. Yavama is not completely owned by her husband, just like an arusa is. That's what it said in the Mishnah. The lashon of the Mishnah is, let's see, Amar loy ein hayavama gemura liyavam kishem sharusa gemura liisha. What is Rabbi Kiva saying? What he's saying is a yavama, if you live with her, you're not chayiv misa like you'd be chayiv misa if you lived with a arusa. Says the Holy Ran, kishar dvarim kein nedarim, mishar dvarim atalamech ein hayavam mefer nedareha. From other matters, you learn out that a yavam is not made for her nadarim. Shahare l'shar devarim eina ka'arusa. Because for other matters, she's not like an arusa. V'afilu asaba maimer, even if you did maimer, l'kid mefarsh l'kaman. So too, afla hafaras nadarim, also for hafaras nadarim, kain, that it is so, she'ina ka'arusa, so she's not like his arusa, ve'ino made for nadareha, and she's not made for her nadarim, afilu b'shutfus, even with partnership. Fine. Now, what's this next thing in the run? What's this going on? There are two. Is this a different girsa? What's going on here? Oh. This is going on the previous Amud, and I think we have to do it. My Tanya Kvasei Rab Ami. The Ukmua Bisha'asaba Maimar, Hecha Tanya Kvasei, Diktani Bein Sha'asaba Maimar, Ama Shame Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lazar, the Basaba Maimar, Mairi. We see Rabbi Akiva understood that Rabbi Lazar was talking about where he did Maimar. Yinami Me Resha, Diktani Bishanechna Salashusa Nigmar Alai. Hai Lishna. Lav Davka, this Lashon is Lav Davka, the Havali Lasuye Isha Sheyesh Le Chelek Ba. It should have said a woman that you have a Chelek in, Ad Shalai Tavei L'Shusa, before she comes into his domain. Misha Bas L'Shusa, from once she comes into his domain, Eno Din Shatigmar Lai, isn't the din that she should be complete to him. Ela Reish Milsa Nakat. Meaning, the Ran is saying that the Gemara is quoting, so to speak, not the exact place that we're bringing Araya from. The wording the Gemara uses is Diktani Mishanichnasa L'Rshusai Nigmar Alai. That's talking about the Arusa. Really, we need to talk about the Yevama, because we're talking about Isha Sheyesh L'Chelekba. But it just picked the beginning and sort of expected that you know the end of it. My kishar dvarim kein nedarim diktani. My ninu oisan dvarim de kayalof nedarim inai. What are we learning nedarim from? Shein chayav ala skila, you're not chayav skila. Shein chayav al yivama skila. If you live with yivama, one is not chayav skila. Vafilo asaba maimer, even if someone did maimer to her. Amaloi adif maimer de yivama ke kedushin da arusa. We see that maimer up to yivama is not as strong as kedushin to an arusa. Masnisin nami deka de mechiyav skila kamay sirai. From the chiyav skila, we bring a raya. Kishem sha arusa gemura li. Isha, the Arusa Beskila, then Arusa's Weskila Imzinsa, if she was Mazana. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Says the Holy Mishnah, Ha'imer Le'ishtai, one who says to his wife, Kol ha'nedarm shatiduri, mikan ad sha'avei mimakim plani, all the nedarm that you make, until I get back from such and such place, harehin kayamin, I'm making them, they should stand, lo yamarkum, he said nothing. You can't be making nedarim in advance, right? We had this earlier. You can't be making a nedar before you hear about the nedar. Harehin mufarin, if somebody says, I am annulling the nedarim before they happen, Rebbe Lezer says, mufar, they are annulled. L'chachamim oimrim, l'cham say inay mufar, they're not annulled. Amar Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer says, Im hafer nedarim shabao l'chal iser, if you're made for nedarim that came to iser, lo yafer nedarim shalo yibo l'chal iser, you're not going to be made for nedarim that didn't come to iser. Rebbe Lezer says, if you're made for nedarim that came to iser, you shouldn't be made for nedarim that didn't come to iser. Meaning Rebbe Lezer says as follows, you know why it's annulled? He makes a kav v'chomer. If you could annul a neder that already took effect, certainly you should be able to annul nedarim that didn't take effect. It's a kav v'chomer. If you're able to be made for nedarim that didn't take effect, that already took effect, certainly you should be able to be made for nedarim that didn't take effect yet. Amrulai, the Chacham said, Harehu Omer, it says, Isha yikimenu v'isha yifeirenu. The husband upholds and the husband annuls. That which could be upheld could be annulled. But what cannot be upheld cannot be annulled. Meaning we have Xeris HaKos of that. If you can't uphold, you can annul. But Rabbi Lezer makes a Kavachomer. If you could annul Nedarim once they take effect, certainly you should be able to annul nedarim before they take effect. But by the way, we don't have a kav v'chomer the other way. I mean, why? You can't say if I could establish a neder that did take effect, certainly I could say it didn't take effect. No, there the kav v'chomer is not compelling. It's the logic works the opposite way. Let's see the Ran. Ha'imer lechet le'ishtay mikan v'atshavim makim pleini me'oysa shah from that time she'etzeh that I go out, mikan v'achavai imakim plani. From that time that I leave from here, until I come from a certain place, V'haynu diktani, that is what it taught. Mikan, the reason why he says mikan v'lo katana miyom zeh, l'fishein daite ela miyom sheyotza mikan. He doesn't mean from today. He means from when I leave. U'mishamachi lo mefila mehashta. It's not, by the way, he's not annulling it from now. The chashina dilma ba'oidai etzla tador nedarim sheyotza b'kuman. Maybe when she's with him, she'll make nedarim that he wants. So he's not made for it from now. It's he's made for it from the time that he leaves. Could the precious L, we explained this earlier, Bahida Omer Apatropis, that he doesn't want to just indiscriminately be made for the nedarim because he might want it. Harehin Kayamin, if he says he's upholding them, Lo Yamar Klum. The Davka L'Inyan Hafara, only the Gabe annulling. Amar Reb Lezer, move far Mishum Kavachamer. Reb Lezer said you could annul because of Kavachamer. Didei. His kavachomer k'nufarish va'azel, but regarding hakama adaraba, just the opposite. He hanoisenis. The logic works the other way. Im hafer nedarim. If you annulled nedarim shabog l'chal iser that came b'chal iser, shem chazakim b'yoser. If you could annul nedarim that already came to iser that are very strong, shekvar cholu that already took effect lo yafer nedarim. You shouldn't annul nedarim shaloi bo l'chal iser. That didn't come to Israel, v'loy chamir kolayar, not so chamir, avla inyan hakama, but regarding hakama, adaraba, just the opposite, and he da ashkechan, dinadarim, shachalu, de chamirim, atzili kiyumai, it's true, we find nadarim that are chal, that are chamor, you could uphold, man leimalan hachi, who told you, b'nadarim, shadayin loichalo, duloy alimi, who said you could uphold nadarim that are not strong? There the logic dictates that there's more of a reason to uphold a nether that was chal. So the Chachamim say back, Es Shaba L'Chlal Hakim. Those nadarim that come to the category of upholding, nadarim shachalo, those that were chal, Loi Ba L'Chlal Hakim, nadarim shaloi chalo, Loi Ba L'Chlal Hafer, the Af Agav, the Iku Kavachomer, even though there's a Kavachomer, Bal Karchach Hikishana Kasav, the Pasuk, compares it against whether you like it or not, whether you think it's logical or not, the Pasuk says, if you can uphold, you can annul. So now the Gemara has a wondrous Shaila, and we'll end with this. According to Rebbe Lezer, you could be made for Nedarim before they're Chal. So what happens when she makes the Nedar? Is it Chal and then annulled, or is it not Chal to begin with? Yeah? Does a nether take effect and then is nullified? Or maybe it's not chal at all. What difference does it make? And we'll see, I guess, sometime tomorrow what difference it makes. What?
If it's chal and then it's mefer, so what's the chal of
if it's chal, Havachomer is like this. If a nether that's already chal, you mean if it's not chal at all, what's a Havachomer, no? How could you learn out that if a nether that's chal and then you mevatel, so certainly a nether that's not chal, how could you learn out that it's not chal? You should be able to learn out it's chal and then you're made for it. That would be a good Havachomer. You mean how could you learn out that it's not chal to begin with? Okay, good. Let's see the Gemara, the Ran. The Reb Lezer meichal chayin u'batlin. The Reb Lezer d'amr matzim meifer nedar koidim shatidar. Mi amrina d'oysin nedarim shenod la'achar hafara chayli. Is it chal da hafara loy ma'akvibu? Hafara is not ma'akev. U'mi u'batli l'humiyad. Meaning the hafara doesn't stop it, but it's batal mi'ili. I do ma loy chayli kal, it's not chal at all. Kibin shafar la koidim shenodra. Okay, Rabbi Say, let's try to figure it out. Try to do it tomorrow somehow. And have a great night. Thank you for coming. Hatzlacha. What? I'm sorry?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.